Hey everybody, this is Isabel. This is Chart Your True Path, and we are getting ready to begin session two of our five sessions together today. We're getting ready to begin our second hour together. And by the way, today is Friday, January 21st, 2022. So I am gonna pause this until we get somebody joining, and hopefully I'll restart it. Welcome back, Maria. Good to have you here. Just again, invitation to share in the chat any insights, ahas, new awareness that you gained from the past hour. Welcome back, Alicia. Great to have you here.
Sorry, I was late to commit.
No worries. I applaud you jumping in, and thank you for letting me know that people were being sent to the wrong page.
You look beautiful. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Welcome back, Lori. So again, all of you, Alicia, I don't know if you had a chance to do anything with the workbook, but I encourage all of you to post in the chat any insights, any new awareness, what came forward for you out of this last hour, what came into focus for you. That's usually where I like to start, at the top of each hour, that we celebrate anything that came into focus for you. Welcome back, Carol. Welcome back, Ajit. Good to have you here.
So nice to see you, Isabel.
Yeah, thank you, Ajit.
I want to put my light on so you can see.
Great. So yeah, if you want to go ahead and post in chat, I'd love to hear what, if anything, came forward for you. Looking at desire, looking at shadow material, looking at
fear. That was rich.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, let me start talking a little bit about where we're going to go in the next hour. And then as you post, I'll share some of your insights. And as we continue to welcome folks. Great. Alicia said, stories. I have my contact lens. Stories I tell. Yes, thank you, Alicia. Really important. I can't do the work because of external demands of family, husband, kids, mother, house, not organized enough to achieve goals. Right. And what I feel is, you know, there are many ways we can do thought work, some of which I like more than others. If we identify what the story is, and sometimes some of you have heard me call it the old sad story, right? There's that old sad story we tell ourselves over and over again, right? And more than anything, I think we want to question if the story is true. We want to notice how the story makes us feel and how that feeling affects our ability to take action. And then I think there's this very playful thing of just what could be as true or more true than the story we're telling ourselves, right? Is there another story that we might actually explore living into? Great. Lori says, I'm finally on the right track. I only got through the desire part. Oh, and then I want to say this, as we move into the second hour, you have a choice. If you want to stay with the material from the previous session, you can. You know, I'm going to trust you to make an appropriate choice for yourself. But I do encourage you to customize as we go forward through the day. And if spending more time on one section than I gave you feels more fruitful than moving on to the new piece, you are totally free to do that. But welcome back, Dr. Kim, Nancy, Alan, Carol, Joy, good to see you. Again, I'm inviting everyone to post in the chat any new awareness, any insights, any ahas that you got through the last 40 minutes, the last hour. Ajit said, some fears came when I got to the deeper desires to have build a beautiful oasis in the mountains near the ocean. Some dark fears came along almost without names. So I drew it. Beautiful, Ajit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I so respect that it can be scary to name what we desire, right? That alone is a skill, right? To be able to really hold I have this desire. Because as soon as we do, we're vulnerable, right? We're going to be vulnerable to disappointment. We're going to be vulnerable to frustration. And sometimes we protect ourselves from that by, again, disconnecting from what we really want. Maria, shadows, don't finish things, lots of unfinished projects. Yeah, so is there a way, Maria, you can embrace that part of yourself, bring that part of you along, rather than sort of fix it? Alicia, how I meet fears, plan time out of house to work, schedule time with myself. Yeah. Ajit, felt experiences that were difficult lead me to deeper trust after pain, discovery presents itself. This is what I offer to clients. Yeah, beautiful. Dr. Kim, had to help a COVID patient last hour. Yeah, so I'm sorry you'll be an hour behind, but so glad you're with us. Maria, the flip side, I have lots of interest moving forward, how to lean into the deeper desires. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I think too, Maria, without offering obviously a glib solution without having more information, part of what I want you, in a way, part of what we're doing here is what I would call intuitive business design. Right, is that we start to look at how can I actually design my work so that it supports my most potent expression, but also so that it really works for me as a human being, so that running this business is actually healing to me, not debilitating. So Maria, you know, I would think about how can you design your business so there's less need to complete projects, or there's more support to complete projects, right? Or so that your, you know, bevy of new ideas actually becomes an asset, right? To how you've designed your business rather than an obstacle. Ajit, wounds once open, now sewn and stitched and dissolved, bring resilience and compassion. Beautiful. Alan, I hadn't realized how much fear I have in my life. I want to do some work in this area. Yeah, what I hear other people call it, and what I would say I practice myself is, and I can pull together some resources and send these to you, is we all want to have tools that help us manage our nervous system, right? Because we have this like primitive animal nervous system that, you know, right, you know, that gets us anxious, that gets us triggered, that has us freeze, right, that has us fawn, right? And particularly when we've had trauma, and honestly, a lot of us have had trauma of various forms, right? Our physiology can get triggered. So it's really good to have tools. Ajit, I know you do yoga, and I know someone who uses yoga tools as a way for regulating the nervous system, right? Peter Levine's work, Somatic Experiencing, right, is about feeling into the body and letting the body shake. And along the same lines, I took a class last year on TRE, which is, I guess, tension and trauma release exercises. And again, it's a practice of tremoring to actually discharge, you know, some of that energy. Feet up the wall, like the yoga pose with your feet up the wall, right? That triggers the parasympathetic nerves. But to really have these kind of kinesthetic, tangible animal body ways to calm our nervous system is really good. So that dissolving fear, I think we can do thought work that affects fear. You know, we can have thoughts that amplify our experience of fear, but we can also, but sometimes it's not just a thought thing. We can't always think our way out of fear and anxiety. Yeah. Dr. Kim says Chola Calm and other supplements, FSM for vagal nerve. Yeah, all the stuff for vagus nerve. Nancy, when I write from my soul self, the visions are so grand, wondering about the next steps. Beautiful. Yeah, I hope as we go through the day, Nancy, more clarity will come. One of the things that I sometimes say to clients is, if you have a grand vision, I think of it as you want to make a place on the mantelpiece for the vision. In other words, the vision is there and it's present and it guides you. And then as a very simple answer, Nancy, what I really encourage is that you think of, in a way, what's the smallest, most manageable project I could take on or step I could take that is aligned with that big vision, that would reassure me, yes, I'm moving towards that vision, but I don't have to implement that full vision right now, right? But if I do this, I know I'm doing something that's in alignment or is building a piece or is building the skills I need for that bigger vision. All right. If you have more insights, please go ahead and share. But I want to talk about this next hour. And this next hour is almost an extension of the desire piece, but we're going to get more specific. In other words, what do you want to feel and experience? And you could say this year, but I, in a way, I almost mean in your lifetime, right? This is a cornerstone of my work, and it has been for years, right? Those of you who've done message work with me know that I have you write a true spirit of your work. And the true spirit of your work is what you most want other human beings to feel and experience as a result of your presence and your efforts in the world. But more and more in my conversations with clients, we're also talking about the fact that that's actually usually also what you most want to feel and experience. So again, if we think about this kind of intuitive business design, I actually am going to ask that you start with yourself first and say, you know, how might my business be designed to really support me having this deep, powerful, profound feeling and experience that I most deeply want for both myself and others? Because what I'm finding in my conversations with clients is if you're not giving yourself that feeling of flow, that feeling of joy, that feeling of peace, that feeling of deep connection, that feeling of connection to the divine, you know, whatever that thing is for you, it's, you're going to be constrained in your ability to provide that for someone else. I don't think it's impossible, you know, but the more deeply nourished and bathed and immersed you are in that feeling, the more I believe you can transmit that to others. And the more you can actually transmit it to others without having to, you know, explain what you're trying to transmit to others, but you actually, you know, radiate it. So there's two things I want you to do in this next session. Number one, I want you to anchor in what you most want to feel and experience. For those of you who have your true spirit, I suggest you look at your true spirit, and there's instructions for you. If you have not worked with me on the true spirit of your work, then I have some other questions you can use to kind of get a first draft of the true spirit of your work. I am going to recommend, so there's sort of two paths. So first, you're going to kind of anchor into the true spirit of your work. And then I'm going to ask some questions about how your work and life might change if you prioritize creating more of that feeling for yourself and then for others. Okay. I am recommending, you can break the rules, but I'm recommending that you try to limit your what is the true spirit to about 15 minutes. So that you have the rest of the hour to answer the question, how might my life and work change? So if you know the true spirit of your work, you will see in the workbook, go look at the true spirit of your work. How does it feel? Is it true? Is it what you want others to feel and experience? If it needs some updates, update it. And then move on to the other questions. If you have not done a true spirit with me, you'll see under the heading, if you don't know your true spirit. And I have four questions that I think can help you zero in, right? What's the most meaningful experience I think a human being can have, right? How does my presence and efforts help people have that feeling and experience? When I think of the people I love most, this is a question I use when I want to try to get to it quickly. This is particularly good for people who have children. What do I most deeply want my child to feel and experience in this lifetime? That often gets you right in. But if you don't have a child, somebody you love unconditionally and deeply, right? When you think of the human beings you love most, your best friend, your spouse, right? Your nieces and nephews, right? Whoever it is that really evokes that deep, deep unconditional love, what is it you most want them to feel and experience in this lifetime? And then you can think about larger circles, community, clients, right? Students, readers, audience. right? What is it, you know, if you have an audience and you have an email newsletter, what is it you most deeply want people to be feeling and experiencing, right? So that's how to zero in. And I just recommend you put together a statement that says, what I most want people to feel and experience as a result of my presence and efforts is. It does not need to be a short answer. Those of you who've done True Spirit with me know they could be pretty long, you know? So you don't have to be super concise. This is not marketing. This is not pithy. But I want you to write something that really brings you home, that when you read it, you feel something in your body that goes, oh, right, right. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. You don't have to articulate this perfectly. Just the effort to begin to articulate it starts to change how you speak and write and how you move out into the world. Then I want you to use the rest of the time to answer those other questions. And what I want to say is, I have a brand new VA and it's been a little rocky this week. The formatting on this page, I didn't catch the wonkiness. So let me just say, it's under the heading, how might work and life change? There's three bullets, but right under those three bullets are three more questions. And they're the work ones, so they're important. And they kind of run into the next paragraph. So the questions for you are, am I living and working in a way that allows me to feel and experience what I name in my true spirit, right? Are there ways I could give myself more of that feeling, right? You might even explore what in my business takes me away from that feeling, right? That might be something to work on. And what would need to change if I made giving myself that feeling a priority? And then underneath it are the work questions. How could I increase my capacity to create that feeling and experience for others? Where would I need to be brave? And where would I need to be more visible? Because by the way, I'm not a big believer that there's a lot of things in business that are true, but I have yet to find a way that you could get a financially viable business without being visible. And visible does not mean, you know, huge social media platforms. It could be intimate personal networking with key influencers, but there has to be a visibility component. And by the way, Tracy, I'm so glad you're here. That's my recommendation for this coming hour. What is it I most want to feel and experience that is also what I most want others to feel and experience? How can I articulate that? How can I update that if I've worked on that before? And then if I really prioritized my having that, what would change? And if I prioritized people having that feeling and experience through my work, what might need to change in my business? And by the way, that might be very pragmatic. And again, it might not, but I want to open up the possibility. You might go, wow, I realize the way I onboard my private clients isn't really consistent with what I want them to feel and experience. You know, I want them to feel ease and flow, and I give them a 15-page questionnaire to fill out, right? Is that really supporting ease and flow, right? Or I'm all about spontaneous creativity, and I'm asking people to commit to, you know, a 6-month rigidly scheduled program, right? Is that really consistent? So just consider that there might be very pragmatic, maybe even very small changes that you could make that would have your business offerings, your business model, or simply the way you, you know, do business and encounter everyone from your audience to your clients in a way that's more coherent and consistent with what you say is that primary feeling and experience, right? Just looking here, all right. Dr. Kim, I'll make sure I send you the workbook link. It should have come in email, but I've been having issues sometimes with my emails getting filtered. So sorry about that. All right. Any comments or questions before I let you go? Otherwise, I want to just give you this time, dive in. And by the way, it goes without saying that while, of course, I want you to be immersed in these beautiful, deep, rich questions, If you need to drink water, drink water. If you need to eat food, eat food. If you need to not be at your computer, go sit outside, you know, with a notebook for 10 minutes. Like, take care of your beautiful body and vehicle. Ajit says, all in to discover. Yeah. You know, sometimes I wish I did these and gave you 8 hours and gave you 2 hours each session. And by the way, I try to design this so it's a commitment to be here and it's enough time to really sink in. What I really try to do now in the design of this is end so that you don't feel there's stuff you have to do after we're done. You know, you don't feel like, oh my gosh, to really be complete, I've got to do these three things. And I try to design it so that if you are inspired this weekend to spend more time with these questions, you can. All right, my dears, I will speak to you at the top of the hour. If you need anything from me, email me or send me a message on Facebook, on Messenger. But I look forward to meeting you at the top of the hour. And as soon as you rejoin at the top of the hour, feel free to start posting your insights and your ahas. See you at the top of the hour.